He has to play a series of candidates matches, three matches. The first one, he plays Mark Taimanov, wonderful, brilliant Soviet grandmaster. He beats him 6-0. The Soviets can't believe this. Then he plays Bent Larsen, one of the great chess players as well, Danish grandmaster.
He beat him 6-0.
Then he plays Tigran Petrosian, smashes him as well. The chess world had never seen a series of games quite like this.
Fischer earned the right to challenge the reigning world champ, 35-year-old Russian Boris Spassky.
Spassky was a product of the Soviet chess machine, the Soviet school. He had training, he had support, he had everything that a chess player dreams of.
The Soviets had dominated the World Chess Championship since World War II. Chess was how they proved their intellectual superiority over capitalism.
The Soviets have always used chess as propaganda. Their idea was communism is the best government social system. It produces the smartest men and women, so naturally, we win the World's Chess Championship.
For years, Bobby had complained that the Soviets had conspired to retain the title.
You sound a little angry when you talk about the Russians and their chess.
That's right, yeah. Well, they've held my title for about 10 years. I look at it.
This is Bobby, the lone American hero, riding out to confront the massed ranks of the great, previously all-conquering chess machine.